This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Countries urged the top United Nations rights body Friday to send international investigators to conflict-hit Ethiopia amid warnings of looming violence, as Addis Ababa accused the UN of hijacking the process to exert, quote, political pressure. Addressing an emergency meeting of the UN Human Rights Council, its deputy rights chief cautioned that Ethiopia's brutal 13-month conflict in the northern Tigray region could, quote, escalate into generalized violence. This, she said, would have, quote, major implications not only for millions of people in Ethiopia, but also across the region. The meeting was called to consider launching an international investigation into allegations of horrifying abuses in the country, including mass killings and sexual violence. The session, which was requested by the European Union with support of more than 50 countries, was slammed by Ethiopia as, quote, an instrument of political pressure. Many diplomats voiced alarm at reports of atrocities in the conflict, which the UN says has left thousands dead, displaced more than 2 million people, and pushed hundreds of thousands to the brink of famine. Russia said on Friday it wanted a legally binding guarantee that the NATO military alliance would give up any military activity in Eastern Europe and Ukraine, part of a wish list of ambitious security guarantees it wants to negotiate with the West. The demands form a package Moscow says is an essential requirement for lowering tensions in Europe and defusing a crisis over Ukraine, which Western countries have accused Russia of sizing up for a potential new attack, something it has denied. Find more on our website, VOA.